All right, it's about 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome back. It's time for the Community Cafe, bonus Community Cafe today, because we did one in the 7 o'clock hour. Our Community Cafe is brought to you by the City of Flagstaff, and we are joined this morning, Chris Verrill. He is the Executive Director of Theatricos, and Pat Swice, Executive Director, Sedona International Film Festival. All right, I got that right.
You
I didn't butcher anybody's
you got
names.
Right. You got it.
I got your titles right. I don't need to change my notes.
And we're the bonus community.
Now
I feel special.
Absolutely, Chris. Well, and you know, normally when you're here, you're just like kind of hanging back in the wings, okay?
That's right.
All right. So what do you have to tell me? No, I'm just
now,
kidding.
Now you're stuck with me, Jeff. Now we're all in touch with Jeff Kennedy.
Well, and you know what, Chris? It's about time, you know, that we got you stepped up to the mic. So tell us, you're Executive Director of Theatricos. Just kind of tell us about your role and, you know, why you have the passion for this work.
First of all, Theatricos Theater Company, primarily theater. We do Broadway-style shows. Been doing it for 50 years. But the wonderful thing that we have launched with Pat's help is to be able to bring arts films back to Flagstaff. And I think that's very
absolutely
exciting.
It's very, very exciting. We used to do a cinema series up here once a month over at Harkins. And then, of course, the pandemic hit. So after 10 years of doing the series, you know, it was tough to get people to come back to the cinema. And now, in meeting with Chris and his wonderful team at Theatricos, they said, why don't we work together and bring films, independent films, and exciting cultural events back to downtown Flagstaff? So we received a grant from Creative Flagstaff to bring the equipment and install the equipment. So it'll be a wonderful partnership with a summer film series kicking off at ArtX this weekend. And then one that will continue, and they'll continue with the film series themselves.
So Julie with ArtX, she was in yesterday, okay?
Oh, which nice.
She's great.
Oh, yeah. That was super fun.
I have to say that because I'm on live radio.
Okay, well, and you're right. We're not editing that out. Like, it's too late. It's out there now. Okay, it's out there. So what does this look like? You know, you talked about independent films. So these are going to be films that sometimes we haven't heard of with subject matter that is often controversial. Okay,
right. It can be absolutely. Can be. Yeah. And So it's generally films that you won't see at your local Cineplex, that you won't see at Harkins. You know, those kind of things, because there's blockbusters and Hollywood films that are a great market and they should be shown, of course. In a cinematic setting, but we bring in independent films and cultural events from around the world. In fact, we're kicking off this weekend on Sunday night with Kinky Boots, the musical from London's West End. We thought, what an appropriate show to kick off because of a partnership with Theatricos, which is live theater.
Yeah.
We're a film, and Kinky Boots, the musical from London's West End, is a combination of that. And it's just a joyous celebration of diversity and inclusion, and so topical and timely now, and a really fun show.
Okay, so give me a little bit more background on Kinky Boots. Monica got all excited. So tell me a little bit about
it. I'm so pumped.
Monica's in the know. Yeah, I just stood here and had a blank look on my face, but Monica, she was excited.
Coming. Celebration of just seriously, the story revolves around a drag show, basically, which is, of course, unfortunately or fortunately, in the news right now, but a drag show, and ironically, a shoe manufacturer. You know, a son is inherited his father passed away, and his shoe manufacturing business, and the shoe business is dying, until he meets Lola, the drag queen and the star.
It's who's, so good.
It is so good. So he starts manufacturing boots, kinky boots for drag queens, and takes it to the runways of Mulan, and it's just a really incredible show, because of course his England town of the shoe manufacturers can't figure out why they're making drag queen shoes, and they should just close up shop, but instead it becomes just a joyous celebration. It really is amazing, and a really good. You can change the world if you change your mind. That's one of the lines from the show about getting people to deal with diversity and acceptance and love and acceptance of people. So very cool.
And with music by Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, man.
And it's been playing in London for a couple decades.
It has.
It's been playing on Broadway for a couple of decades. And the advantage to us doing it in films, you know, Flagstaff's a wonderful artistic community. We love it. But there are some productions, some stage plays, they're a little bit beyond Flagstaff's capacity, and this is one of those. So if we can't do it on our main stage at Theatricos, we're able to bring you London's West End version with Pat's help.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. So now I want to go back to the point, because I love talking with people about their passions, about the things that they love and why. Okay. So, and Matt, I'll start with you. When did you fall in love with independent films? You know, what was... know. Yeah. What was the thing that connected you to him?
The thing that connected me is I worked for my in-laws' newspaper in Sedona, the Red Rock News, and one of my jobs was to write the movie reviews, and I started back with them in the mid-90s, and when the opportunity came to run the Sedona Film Festival, that at that point it was 10 years old. I took over in year 11 in 2004. And I realized it's a really nice marriage of my passions and what I love to do and what we love to bring to Sedona. At that time, the festival was a 2.5-day festival, kind of a half a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah. We've since expanded it to a 9-day festival the end of February, 150 films from around the world. And then 11 years ago, we built our own art house theater, the Mary D. Fisher Theater in Sedona. And just last year opened a second screen, the Alice Gill Sheldon Theater, where we have 4 independent films showing every day all year long. So it's a continuous celebration. So that's my passion, is to help bring these films, these little underdog films that normally wouldn't be seen in a theatrical setting, to people, because they're such important films. Documentaries, features, these theatrical productions. We do the Met Live Opera simulcast, National Theatre of London, ballets from around the world. So now it's a really wonderful partnership with Chris and the team at Theatricos to bring some of those things up here to Flagstaff.
Very cool. And Chris, what about you? You an actor is inside there. He's an actor, singer, dancer.
Inside, of course, my job is to pay the bills and balance the books, but I'm an artist at heart. You know, I fell in love with theater when my grandparents took me to see Dick Van Dyke in The Music Man when I was 9 years old.
Wow.
And it was wonderful. And I felt,
you're not that old, are you?
Old enough. And I fell in love with films yesterday.
all over and over again, right?
But here's the beautiful part about this partnership, right? So we do our main stage shows on the weekends, and our theater sits empty on weeknights. And that is A, not the best community service, and B, not financially smart. And so being able to bring in films on weeknights throughout the summer, throughout the years, in perpetuity, is a great way to serve the Flagstaff community while bringing great art and being smart about our bottom line.
You know, one of the things that I mentioned to Julie Sokol yesterday is what a great artistic community this is. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a community that loves that art and the freedom of expression in all of its different forms. And it's something that should be celebrated within, you know, it's one of the other things that makes Flagstaff unique and wonderful all at the same time. Give me one or two other films that'll be featured over the course of summer that you are really excited about.
You want to take this or you want me to take it?
Oh, no, go for
okay.
it. Because I'm going to jump right to Eric Clapton.
And again,
I'll let you put it in.
I'm with you on that, okay?
So just in this coming week alone, we're doing 4 events with Theatricos. Of course, Kinky Boots is kicking it off Sunday night at 7:30. Monday, Memorial Day, everybody has off, so come and spend it over at Theatricos. 2 o'clock, we're bringing back Judy Dench's wonderful film, Mrs. Henderson Presents. She and Bob Hoskins star in it, about Laura Henderson, who opened the Windmill Theater in London. It's based on a true story. It's an incredibly funny film with great music. Again, intentionally planned because of our theater, live theater, and music background. And then Monday night at 7:30, we're bringing in Maggie Smith, Dame Maggie Smith, in Keeping Mum. And she stars with Rowan Atkinson and Kristen Scott Thomas. A funny film with some great twists. And then, of course, Chris's favorite. He's looking forward to this. On Wednesday, May 31st, which is officially kicking off our summer movie series after ArtX weekend, we're doing Eric Clapton Across 24 Nights. It was his concert at the Royal Albert Hall in London, filmed in the early 90s. He did 24 straight nights of shows. I guess at that time it would have been considered a residency at the Royal Albert Hall, and he brought a different guest musician with him every night. Cool. So this is a high-definition version of 17 of the greatest songs and greatest collaborations from those concerts on screen. And we just showed it in Sedona to a sold out show and had it in Cottonwood last night. And we're bringing it to Flagstaff next week, Wednesday, the 31st, with Theatricos.
Well, yes. I got to tell you guys, if I was in town next Wednesday night, like I would go to this. I saw Eric Clapton in concert like 2 or 3 times. And
you're
one
not that old.
One was during his Unplugged tour where he sat on stage on a stool and played an acoustic guitar. Anyway, unbelievable. So yes, I would definitely
show
up.
He's phenomenal. He's absolutely phenomenal. And the show is phenomenally and digitally remastered. Great sound, great projection. It's going to be a really wonderful way to kick off and launch our new equipment at Theatricos. Wonderful way.
All right.
We had to put in all new equipment to make this happen. So a new sound system went in January. The new screen and projector are going in starting today. That's where my next thing is to go to. And then after we launch during Artix, as Pat said, we're Wednesdays in perpetuity, Wednesdays forever. So if you want to come see an art film downtown Flagstaff, Wednesdays is the night.
Absolutely. Okay, well. All right, guys, thank you very much. Chris, thank you. Jeff. Thank you for jumping on
the mic. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
All right. It's going to be fun. Theatricos Summer Film Festival, okay? Make your plans for that. ABC News is next. This is The Legend, 93.5 AM 930.